Hi, dictation for Tracy Vuljaz, V-U-L-J-A-Z. Date of service 7/14/2022. Date of birth is 2/27/1970. Tracy, and the date of accident is 4/21/2022. The patient is presenting here for a follow-up visit. Apparently, she was involved in an accident where she was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and loss of balance. In addition, patient starts suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 8, and also pain in the left shoulder and difficulty time lifting the arm, and radiation of pain to the both legs anteriorly as a major issues. The patient was first seen on 6/28/2022, and the physical therapy has started. The patient reports that she is having ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 with constant radiation to the front and back of both legs up to the knee. She also reports some pain in the left knee around 7. And she has some chest pain also due to this accident, and pain in the left shoulder is reported 8 to 10 with the ability to lift the arm up to 110 degrees of abduction. Pain level usually is around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are also reported affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. This report 30% improvement in the pain with the medication she received and therapy. The system review reports that patient suffering from headache, vision disturbances, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of equilibrium, anxiety, and depression. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, or any confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the lower back, and then pain in the wrist on the left side, and pain in the left hip and left knee, as well as left ankle and foot, is also reported with moderate difficulty walking and stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back. The GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, or any blood in stool trouble, swelling. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has reported no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse, none. And compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 151 over 110. The pulse is 67, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 6/28/2022, dictation number 0628-037. And please do the general review, extremities, and musculoskeletal examination only. And the diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows: after reviewing the map, patient is provided following medication, which is Celebrex, 200 mg once a day, Xenoflex, 4 mg twice a day, Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day, Cymbalta, 30 mg twice a day for depression, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch also provided for her pain relief topically. She also provided with Nalco 7.5, 325 for pain relief, and Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours, we are in 75 tablets for pain relief. At this time, patient will continue her physical therapy as has been ordered on the last visit, and she'll continue getting the treatments. Her MRIs are positive for bulging disc at C2, C3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. For which sometime a traction therapy should help, and if not, CESI will be advised. She has a bulging disc at T2, 3, herniated disc at T8-9, bulging discs at T6 and 7. T12 and L, there is a herniated disc. L1, L2, there is a herniated disc. L2, 3, bulging disc. L3, 4, bulging disc. L5, S1, bulging disc. L4, 5, bulging disc. In variation amount, there are bilateral neuroforamen stenosis, central canal stenosis, facet arthropathy, ligamentum flavum arthropathy. So, patient is advised to consider having LESI, TESI, and CESI to bring further relief if the physical therapy doesn't help her in the next couple months. Regarding the MRI of the left knee, there is a anterior cruciate ligament sprain and chondromalacia and mucoid degeneration for which patient is scheduled for injection to the left knee. The brain MRI was completely normal, and that will be the end of the patient. Thank you.